Mr. Chairman, Italy aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chairman, Italy believes that the international community needs to invest more resources in the international architecture dealing with biological weapons. The BTWC is a fundamental component of this architecture, and every possible effort should be made to strengthen its regime and ensure its full implementation. In this regard, universalization of the BTWC remains one of Italy's top priorities. Therefore, we welcome the recent decisions which brought membership to 182. Italy is deeply concerned over the financial situation of the Convention. In order to fully and effectively implement the BTWC, we need financial predictability and sustainability for the meetings agreed by the state parties and for the implementation support unit. This year, unfortunately, the meeting of state parties has been shortened, and the future of the ISU contract remains uncertain. We deeply regret the accumulation of delayed or missed payments and call once again on all state parties to abide by their financial obligations on time and in full. Mr. Chairman, Italy commends the work that you have carried out to identify possible measures to improve the financial predictability and sustainability of the Convention, also taking into account lessons learned from other conventions. Further, we want to express our appreciation for the excellent job that the ISU has carried out so far and for its tailored and specialized support to the Convention. We believe it would be important to retain the current structure and the regulatory framework of the ISU, and at the same time to identify measures that can allow for stabilization of the ISU staff contracts. Mr. Chair, the Convention operates in a highly dynamic environment characterized by fast-paced scientific and technological developments. In such a context, it is essential to allow the Convention to respond more rapidly to emerging needs and challenges. With this aim, a strong intersessional work program is fundamental. We appreciate the substantive work carried out by the meetings of experts in August, which usefully allowed for technical input by relevant international, regional, and non-governmental organizations. Italy commends the respective chairs for the suggestions they formulated in order to achieve common understanding and for identifying possible outcomes that can constitute a basis for our discussions in subsequent intersessional meetings, and then be considered as concrete actions in the 9th review conference. Italy believes that more efforts could be invested in strengthening implementation of provisions relating to national preparedness and response, international cooperation and assistance in relation to Article 7 and to Article 10, and transparency. In particular, in order to identify possible mechanisms for the provision of assistance to state parties confronted with Article 7 emergencies, we believe it would be useful to further consider the French-Indian proposal to establish a database for assistance under Article 7, as well as the South African proposal on elaborating guidelines for a state party intending to submit a request for assistance. Also, we deem important to identify concrete ways to strengthen each state party's capability to respond rapidly and effectively to Article 7 emergencies. At the same time, confidence-building measures are essential. They help demonstrate compliance and are key to increasing mutual trust and transparency. We support renewed efforts to increase participation in the CBM's process and to allow states to make better use of the exchange information. We are also open to discussing other potential means to foster transparency and facilitate the exchange of best practices. Finally, Italy remains convinced that it is important to adopt a cooperative approach involving also relevant international organizations such as the WHO and the ICRC. The Convention does not operate in a vacuum. Its ties with other instruments that are fundamental for its effectiveness must be maintained and strengthened. In this regard, Italy also continues to highly appreciate the contribution provided to our work by NGOs, academic institutions, biological and health research centers, which are fundamental sources of knowledge and critical partners in BWC implementation at both national and global level. I thank you, Mr. Chair.